21/8. Time now, though, to get a glimpse of the future with business futurist Maurice Maslowski from businessfuturist.com. Today, taking a look at the future of media based on the recent change to compact size for Fairfax magazines. Maurice, good morning.
Hello, David.
Maurice, how significant was that to change to a compact size?
I think it's one of those evolutionary steps that we'll look back on and say it was one of the roads that we took towards a digital space and really away from the printed page.
Big move to take indeed. So does that mean that newspapers aren't dead?
No, look, newspapers aren't dead, but they're diminishing in their purpose and certainly in their readership. We've had the discussion lots of times. It's difficult to put the death knell on anything because there will always be people that would prefer to read a physical something, and in this case it's newspaper. And I think that for a small group of people 10, 20 years from now, that will be the way that they would prefer to receive it. But for the vast majority of us, the newspapers are something of yesterday.
So at least for the time being, we'll have both forms?
I think so, and we're going to see less and less, though, of the physically printed one. What we've seen over the last few weeks is what was a tabloid, fairly large newspaper come down into a tabloid size that's much easier to read, although we're not allowed to call it tabloid, we have to call it compact. We've been told in many media releases, a new form of the word. I love the English language and the way that we can change it around. But I don't think that we're going to see it around in this format for more than 5 years, 10 years tops. And what we're really seeing is a push towards a newspaper that makes more sense for people on a weekend rather than during the week.
Is that what is working right now?
It seems to be across the planet. During the week, we're very busy. We don't have time to sit down and indulge. The reading. Before, we had no other way to get information. We, of course, had radio and television, but there was nothing like newspapers in any other format. So many people would do it on the train or on the bus or somewhere else. We now can get that information, of course, from radio, but also from our phones, anywhere we are, any time on the planet.
So it'll be not so much giving you the news, rather maybe picking on the news over the week and really going more into detail on it, that kind of thing?
I think so. So what people are doing with the weekend is really taking that leisurely long read over a croissant and a coffee, perhaps taking an hour or two to do it, indulging, deep diving, reading not so much the topical news, but more of the story, more of the humanity, more of that sort of thing. And I do think that's where newspapers will end up. Because traditionally, newspapers were one of our major sources of news and information. But many people now don't rely on it for that because it's old by the time we get it. It's at least 24 hours old. The story's moved on and we can get a far more recent, far more in-depth view of what's happening from other sources.
What constitutes news?
That's a really great question and one that we're debating at the moment because news used to be told to us by a few people. If you think about it, news was really heralded by a number of organisations. They employed people and they were the storytellers of today, just as we had storytellers over the centuries. What's happened over the last literally only 5 or 6 years is that the storytellers have become everybody on the planet. Everybody has access to digital media. They have access to blogs or can respond to something or find something or add a comment in. So who writes news and what constitutes news has changed dramatically, and I'm not sure we have a cohesive answer for it yet.
So really, we're all part of the news gathering these days?
Absolutely. And that's what happens. Again, not because you're on radio, but radio is just one of the wonderful mediums that's always done this. Your listeners add to it all the time. You have news people out there who are gathering information. There's such a cohort of people that bring it to your attention so you can bring it to our attention. And that's not something we've seen in other mediums before. Television didn't do it particularly well. Newspapers didn't do it. So in many ways, what we're getting is that radio model spread further out.
What exactly do people expect these days? What do they want from news and information sources?
They want it to be recent. They want it to be first-hand. They want to see or hear somebody telling the story of I was there or I lived through it or I saw this. And they're also wanting to be able to deep dive into it. So if I want more information, I can go into a Google map and find out where it is. I can read more information about it. I can find a picture. They want to personalize it as much as they can if they're interested in the story. And also increasingly people want to choose the thread of stories that they want to hear about. They don't want to hear a broad brushstroke anymore. I'm only interested in X, Y, Z, and that really is all that I want to hear about mostly. The others on the peripheral less often.
So is the future of media bright, or do you have some concerns?
I think the future of media is bright. If we go back to what media is, and it's a communication tool. We've had media ever since we were put on the planet. We've always wanted to know what's happening around us. We've always wanted to be kept abreast of it. The newspaper that we know now is really only about 400 or 500 years old. I know that sounds like a long time, but in the history of mankind, it isn't. We didn't read before. Before Gutenberg's press came along, before it became more ordinary for us to be able to read and write, we relied on other people to tell us our messages, on the pulpit and church, or travellers into our city or town. It's why we went to the markets on the weekend. So media, in its broadest sense of communication, has always been fundamental to humankind. It always will be. But the way that we hear and tell the news is going to change significantly.
Rapid change for the media, but certainly exciting times indeed. Morris, always fascinating to catch up with you. Remind us how we can keep up to date with what's happening in the future.
It's at businessfuturist.com.
Excellent. Morris Maslowski, we'll catch you again in 2 weeks' time. Thank you very much.
Look forward to it.
Thanks now, Morris Maslowski from businessfuturist.com on ABC White Bay. And you can also jump on his Facebook fan page as well and keep up to date with what's going on in the future. It's 17 minutes to 10 on ABC.